Hey everyone, Alex here. Before we start today's episode, I have one ask of my listeners. I've been studying the growth playbooks of the biggest podcasts in the world to better understand how I can keep growing Founders Journal. I've looked at things like How I Built This, Tim Ferriss's podcast, the Joe Rogan podcast. And growing a podcast is actually pretty simple. Obviously, you need great content, but then the number one way to grow your show is through show reviews. Reviews take less than 60 seconds to leave, and they make a huge difference for podcasters like myself. It would mean the world to me if you could head to the Apple Podcast app and leave a review on the show. My goal is to go from 153 ratings, which I have right now, to 250 ratings in 1 month. And with your help, I believe we can do it. Now, time for the episode. What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. As always, thank you for joining Founders Journal, my personal audio diary made public for the world. My diary is meant to give you, the business builder, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew. I want to help you think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, building a team, or building a new product. Building is all about mindset, guys. And one piece of the builder's mindset is how you navigate your thoughts and your emotions. We all have them, and they drive so many of our decisions in life. Today, I'm going to share a personal story, a story about loss. At the age of 20, 1 week before starting my junior year at the University of Michigan, I lost my dad suddenly and unexpectedly. He died of a massive stroke in the middle of the night while sleeping. He was 47, he was perfectly healthy, and he was the best father, friend, and teacher a son could ask for. And while it's so easy to dwell on the gravity of such a trauma, I don't find that to be particularly productive. The purpose of this episode isn't for you to feel bad for me. It's for you to understand how this experience changed my mindset forever, how an unthinkable tragedy solidified the foundation of Alex Lieberman as a person and Alex Lieberman as a professional. Let's get into it. The most obvious change I experienced post his passing was a certain stoicism when facing adversity. My dad's loss hardened me. While I didn't grow up in a particularly expressive household and I wasn't particularly emotional myself prior to him passing, I do believe that this moment stripped me of many emotions. I think it lessened the highs and lessened the lows. It all happened subconsciously, but I believe I know why. First, it was a form of protection. I had experienced one of the greatest traumas a young man could face, losing his father. I think I found the pain too great to bear. Rather than experience and express all of the sadness, I believe my body subconsciously suppressed them. In the moment, that was easier than facing the overwhelm of sadness that many people face when dealing with loss. The second thing it did was the result of perspective. I became less emotional about things because every challenge, every form of adversity in my life now had a reference point. And that reference point was my dad dying. Nothing, no challenge could compete with it. Someone leaving Morning Brew, our website being hacked, my car getting a flat tire. Yes, it all sucks, but it's just not the same. In the grand scheme of things, most challenges just aren't that dire. And I believe my emotions changed after my dad passed, making me unfazed and unexpressive in the face of adversity. But I want to be clear about something. This sort of stoicism or emotional disposition or hardening, as I called it, it can be both helpful and harmful. On the helpful side, it made me unfuckable with. Yep, actual word. Anything could happen in business or life, and I'd be confident that I could get through it. Because I think my body and brain have told themselves, if you can get through a parent dying, you can get through anything. Not being reactive is generally an asset for an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter the business you're in, you face adversity. To respond to adversity rationally, not emotionally, and with a calm confidence that you'll get through it always is very hard to do, but very important to practice. That was the helpful side, of hardening for me. There's also a harmful side to this. Feeling things and showing those feelings is a good thing. It's healthy to laugh. It's healthy to cry. It's healthy to lash out. It allows you to connect with others and signals to you personally when to celebrate wins in life and wins in business. It's also an anatomical alarm clock to be present and experience what's happening in the moment fully. My dad's loss didn't just harden me. It also motivated me. It made me more motivated than I've ever been motivated in my life. I couldn't help but obsess with the reality that my dad was no longer the breadwinner of my family. My dad was the financial support for the Lieberman household one day, and then the next day he was gone. I vividly remember being in the hospital with my dad after his stroke. It was the next morning, and at that point, knowing that he wasn't going to make it. I remember walking to the side of the bed, putting my hands on his forehead. I vividly remember his forehead being cold. I remember lowering my head and whispering in his ear, "Everything will be okay. I will take care of it." It was in that moment that I became obsessed with taking care of my family. Nothing else mattered. It was no longer about me. It was about succeeding in college and then in life for my family. For years, I obsessively visualized earning enough money to go to my mom and hand her a $1 million check, and then doing the same thing for my sister and for my grandparents, and letting them know everything is going to be okay and that they're all taken care of. It's no coincidence that my junior and senior year of college, I got my best grades. It's no coincidence that I got my dream job at Morgan Stanley after college. And it's no coincidence that I've spent every day for the last 5 years thinking about building Morning Brew. It was no longer about personal success. It was about my family's livelihood. In a past episode, I've talked about making the decision to quit my job at Morgan Stanley and go full-time on the brew. And the way I described that episode was using a worst-case scenario framework. Basically, by understanding the worst-case scenario of a decision, you can then ask yourself if you could live with that scenario. If you can live with it, then you should go do the thing that you say you want to do. For me, that was going to Morning Brew. But one thing I didn't share was my dad's impact on that decision. Two byproducts of his death got me to leave a cushy job in finance for a nascent newsletter startup that wasn't making any money. The first was fear. My dad spent 20 years trading mortgages on Wall Street for Citigroup. He was great at what he did, and he rose the ranks to ultimately run a division all through hard work and merit, not playing the politics of a big company. But my dad also found his job, especially in the later years, particularly stressful. He didn't love managing as much as he loved trading. And on top of it, the last few years were particularly tough as he navigated his team through the Great Recession. He constantly feared for his job, the job of others, and he hated that he couldn't control his own destiny. And while there's no evidence to prove this, to this day, I attribute his stroke and his passing to the incredible stress that he lived with for years. It had to have had an impact on his health. And so as I started my career at Morgan Stanley in sales and trading the exact same product my dad traded for 20 years, I believe deep down, I felt a ton of fear that I would end up the same way as him after 20 years in my career, seemingly healthy and gone in the blink of an eye. I wanted the freedom to make my own decisions and control my own destiny. The second was risk. I wouldn't call myself a risk-loving person, but when it comes to embracing life and avoiding complacency, I will take risks to satisfy those needs every day of the week. As I weighed the decision as to whether I should stay at Morgan Stanley or leave for Morning Brew, I opted for fulfillment over finances and something different over something wildly traditional. It's not that I was naive to the risk of Morning Brew not working out. It's that I didn't care. I was so confident that my co-founder and I would make it work, and I no longer wanted to concede on my happiness or fulfillment when tomorrow could be my last day. It sounds cliche, but that's literally how I thought about all of this. All right, that was heavy. So let's end this episode on a lighter note. Yes, my dad died. Yes, it was a horrible trauma that I have to live with every day. But I don't feel bad for myself, and you shouldn't either. His passing shaped my personal and professional mindset. It made me level-headed. It motivated me to push through no matter the circumstances, and it inspired me to control my destiny. It has allowed me to grow into the son, brother, boyfriend, and professional that I am today. I'm so thankful for the love, the friendship, and the mentorship my dad gave me while he was here. He taught me the importance of working hard. He taught me the importance of integrity, and he taught me the importance of loyalty. And I think that's an incredibly beautiful thing. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Founders Journal. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you next episode. Thanks, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.